KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today, our Director of ASI, Tara Powers Mead, and I also want to welcome two Fresno State students, Connor Israelian and Blake Zanti. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about ASI and Fresno State, the official student voice of student government. We were going to have Tim Ryan on the show with us, but he blew me off. So, you know, President Ryan, wherever you are listening, we miss you and wish you were here, but maybe it'll be another day. So let's get started with our show this morning. Can you please tell us what your roles are with ASI?
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm glad to replace Tim Ryan. I'm the upgraded version, so hopefully we'll have a great time talking. Happy Sunday to you, and we're really glad to be here.
So, Tim, we're talking trash about you already this morning, your colleagues here at ASI.
That's right. My position name is Vice President of External Affairs.
And this is Connor speaking right now.
Connor speaking, yes. Connor Israelian, Vice President of External Affairs. And really, my position is to help with a lot of our relations with other campuses is something I do a lot. So every month, I will go on a trip to a different CSU campus and meet with representatives from every of the 23 CSU campuses. We meet together. We talk about some of the issues we're dealing with on our campus and how we as a student body can make a difference. In addition to that, I also work a lot with Larry Salinas, government relations with the Office of the President. We work to bring a lot of congressmen and council members and even the mayors to Fresno State's campus to try to get students involved in advocating and involved with government relations to show them that, hey, you can really make a difference beyond just the Fresno State campus. You can make a difference in the Fresno community. And so that's really how I see my job, is to really not just outreach to students, but to empower students to make a difference.
Okay, great. Blake?
Thank you, Dr. Lummis. My name is Blake Zanti, and I'm the Executive Vice President of ASI at Fresno State. And I'm kind of a little different than Connor's role. My job is to focus more on the representatives that we have on campus. So I'm working with the 8 different senators of the colleges and also the 7 different senators on campus that represent different interests and different constituent groups. And I'm making sure that they have the right resources and tools to effectively reach out to students around campus and to make sure that they're doing a great job. And so that's kind of my main focus. It's a lot of behind the scenes work and a lot of meeting with senators. And I also chair the ASI Senate.
All right, great. So Blake and Connor are two students on the panelists, and we also have Tara. Tara is a staff member with ASI and has the director's role. Tara, tell us a little bit about what you do with ASI.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here this morning. Thank you for having me on. As the Director of Operations for ASI, I'm really responsible for the daily operations and the business functions of our nonprofit. ASI is a nonprofit auxiliary at the Fresno State campus, and our primary mission is to represent the student voice at Fresno State. So we are the official student voice. We have our student government, but we also have communications, programming departments. We have a finance department. So we have a lot more going on than just the student government portion.
Okay. Well, since you have the mic in your hand, Tara, tell us what's your favorite thing about working with our students at ASI. What's the thing that, you know, when you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, this is what I love to do the most?
Oh, goodness. It constantly changes, and they keep me on my toes. I'm sure they are the reason that I am young at heart, because they are constantly teaching me new things. They're constantly reminding me just how dated I am. Yeah, they definitely keep me young.
Okay. Blake, what do you like the most? You talked about working with all these different senators and initiatives and everything. What do you like the most about being an executive officer for ASI?
Well, man, that's a great question. There are a lot of fun times in ASI where we do have fun and we are, you know, trying to do our jobs while having some fun. But I really do enjoy just coming to work every day, walking in the office, and knowing that each day I'm just trying to make a difference on campus. I'm trying to help all the students around Fresno State, and it's inspiring each day. So,
Connor?
Well, besides giving Tim Ryan a hard time, I'd say one of my favorite parts that I've learned is to really be selfless. I came in with a lot of things that I wanted to do, a lot of ways I felt I could contribute. And I've learned just in the past semester that it's really not about what I want to do. It's mm-hmm. about finding out what the other students want, where their needs are, mm-hmm. and then finding ways we can satisfy those needs. So mm-hmm. it's really taught me a lot about how I need to try to set others' needs before myself, which has been really interesting because, like I said, I came in with, oh, this would be great for our school, and I think we should do this. And I've realized that other people have a lot of great ideas. And working together with the student body, I've seen that it's great to work collaboratively with everybody mm-hmm. contributing. And when we do that, you produce greater results and things that the student body really appreciates.
Great. Thank you. Those are great answers. I love it. It's about us and it's about making a difference. I certainly can get behind both of those. So I know that just this past semester, ASI had some big goals and initiatives that they wanted to work on, both last semester and now moving forward in this coming semester. So tell me about some of the things that have been kind of the hallmark of the administration, you know, your executive group and your senators. What are the things that you've done this past semester, and what are the things you're really looking forward to getting through between now and May?
Well, I would have to say when we sat down last semester, we sat down with a lot of different goals and a lot of different things that we really wanted to accomplish for the students at Fresno State. And some of the major things that we looked at were increasing the representation on campus, which actually just last month, ASI Senate voted to add two new Senate positions, a veteran and transfer affairs senator, and also a diversity and equity senator. And so we're hoping that the students will approve and vote on that. So we viewed that as a really large step. But in terms of what have we accomplished last semester, we've really been working to not only train our senators to be the best representatives that they can on campus, but also learn how to empower other students. And that's been one of our main priorities, is how can we empower the students at Fresno State so that they have the tools to succeed and not just our own representatives. So that's been mm-hmm. one big thing we've tried to focus on.
Before you move on, let's talk a little bit about having these two new senator positions. So if I'm a student listening to the program, how did you go about that decision? What was the process where you decided that veterans or diversity would be the next two Senate positions in addition to the ones you already have? Can you take us through how you got there as a group?
Absolutely. We sat down as an executive team and we've been hearing some concerns from students saying, hey, you know, we would love to have more representation on the Senate. And so we basically told the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee that we have on ASI, we'd love if you could look into this and talk about it and see what different areas may need more representation on the ASI mm-hmm. Senate. And they came back to us and recommended a Veterans and Transfer Affairs Senator. And so mm-hmm. then we also sat down as an executive team and as a Senate and worked collaboratively to find what other areas. Mm-hmm. And we figured, hey, you know, we already have a committee. Why not create a diversity and equity senator on the ASI Senate? So we thought that mm-hmm. would be a great step to take.
Is that going to be on the ballot or is the Senate going to discuss that more? When will you get to a point where these two Senate positions will be approved, or are they already approved?
The Senate has approved them, but they're going to be on the ballot for the student referendum.
Okay.
So that'll be another referendum item that the students will be voting on. And we're still working on what would those positions exactly entail? You know, what would mm-hmm. be the duties of that specific representative? And it's really exciting. It's really sure. exciting to be working sure. on. We have some great senators who have helped uh-huh. spearhead that. You know, Senator Alex Gallo, Senator Ali Zavala, they've done a great mm-hmm. job. And so it's really a team effort. So we're working yeah. on it right now.
Well, sounds like two really good additions. Yeah. I mean, we have close to 1,000 veterans here on campus. And so giving them a voice certainly sounds like a great idea. And then as far as diversity is, you know, our campus, about 70% of our campus is some kind of diversity, depending on how you define diversity. So we're probably one of the most diverse campuses in the country. So makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. So Connor, how about you? What do you have to share?
I also wanted to add, we've done a lot to support some of the clubs and organizations on campus. Last mm-hmm. semester, we gave nearly $50,000 to different clubs and organizations on campus through our sponsored activity grants. And so those go towards a ton of different things, helping different club sports teams, helping clubs hold events on campus. So we've given money to a lot of different organizations mm-hmm. that hold events for all students here on campus. So it not only helps these individual clubs, it also helps the common student who's just looking to get involved with something, looking to mm-hmm. participate. So that's something I'm really proud of. We've also had a few great projects that are still being worked on from last semester, like Senator Lemuel Rivera. He was able to win a Greenovation Fund, some state money for a water filling station in the Science mm-hmm. One building. So that's a project that's still working on this semester. Last semester, he was able to win the Greenovation Fund. And so this semester, he's working with Plan Ops to get that installed in the Science One building. So that's a great asset to have. And, you know, when I think about what we did the last semester, a lot of things were internal too, helping with some of our bylaw changes, making sure we're ready for the election this coming year. We also had a lot of senators do great work when outreach. We've had senators have met with, I mean, we just had a number the other day, senators have met with over 100 faculty or administrators or clubs and organizations on campus. So it was a great semester to kind of see where the needs are in Fresno State's campus and how our representatives can help fill those needs. It's been a really productive semester, and we look forward to doing a lot greater things this coming semester.
All right. Well, let me talk a little bit about the sponsored activity grants. Sounds like gave out a lot of money, $50,000, so students can get more involved and engaged and have a sense of belonging, which, you know, I talk a lot about that in the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment.
Yeah.
So if I'm a student group or want to start a student group and I need some seed money to do some of these events, what's the process and when can you apply for these grants during the year? Is there one time, two times? Is there a limit of how much money? Tell me a little bit more about the sponsored grants.
Sponsored activity grants are for any recognized student club here at Fresno State to have an opportunity to host an event that's free and open to all Fresno State students on campus. So they can apply for up to $3,000 per year from ASI, and ASI will review it. We have a group of students who represent our finance committee, and they review the applications. If they are above a certain amount of money, they go to our student senate, who then reviews them. Mm-hmm. And then they will be awarded up to $3,000. So the event has to be on campus, free and open to all students. And we have a wonderful, wonderful array of events that we sponsor across campus.
That's great. So in any given year, about how much money is $50,000 the amount you set aside, or do you have more money? How many people apply? What's the percentage or so that get these grants? I'm just trying to get some sense for the people who are listening. You know, how likely is it for me to get this grant if I take the time to apply?
Oh, it's super simple to get. And we don't just allocate $50,000. This year, we're allocating $75,000.
Okay.
And just because it's allocated doesn't mean that we can't go ahead and allocate more than that, because we know it's not all going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, at the end of the day, distribute $75,000. Students this year, we have about, I'd say we have allocated about 60 clubs and organizations this money to date.
That's great.
To do events across campus. And there are many different types of events. There are conferences that we promote. There are dances that we promote. There are cultural experiences. So just a wide range of opportunities.
Great. So getting back to this coming semester, are there any other things that you're really excited about for this semester as we move forward?
I'm definitely really excited, and we'll touch on this a little bit later as well, but I'm really excited for the student referendum to vote on the new student union. I think that's going to be a big issue for Fresno State students, and it's going to be a big step for Fresno State should the students vote on it and approve it to get a new student union facility on campus. And that's going to be huge for Fresno State students. So I'm excited to see that. And I'm also really excited to just continue working with our ASI Senate. I mean, it's a great group of students. They're really motivated. There are some real great leaders on the Senate, and they're working really hard to make sure that their goals are met by the end of the year. So I'm really excited to see them succeed and do that.
I would add, too, that in addition to the Bold New You, which we've been working on a lot last semester, this semester we really want to work on trying to showcase the work that ASI does. You know, we've given over $50,000 through sponsored activity grants. We've been working to give a lot of money to graduate research grants and other things to help students out in those ways. But a lot of times, I don't think students totally understand ASI's role and the purpose and how we're utilizing those funds to make a difference. So last semester, one thing we did that was very effective was we had a Dutch Bros truck come out to campus. We had over 200 students come out. We gave all of them free Dutch Bros. It was an awesome event. People were excited. People were like, oh my gosh, is ASI just give away Dutch Bros? This is awesome. And it's like, well, you know, that's not all we do. We do a lot more than just free Dutch Bros. But it's events like that that really get the word out about ASI. And also, it gets students excited. You know, I know it's not always sexy to talk about research grants or the money we allocate towards helping clubs and orgs. It's nice, but students kind of want these big events on campus to get them excited. So we're looking to do more things like that Dutch Bros truck, more things to give to students more events, more services, so that they come to Fresno State and they understand that ASI is here to give them that college experience too. We want them to enjoy being at Fresno State, you know, realize that this is a great campus that's trying to be bold in everything we do. So that's something we're really working towards, and we hope to do that a lot this next semester, is continue to be bold and continue to have experiences for students so they can come onto our campus and have the time of their lives.
That's great. Sounds really good. Tara, anything that, you know, as a staff member that works very closely with the executive group, anything that really sticks out for you that you're really excited about for this semester?
Oh, man, I'm excited for elections. Every year we do elections. Every year we get a new crowd. This year, one of the things that we're doing to help students get involved with the experience and get a taste of what it would be like to be a student advocate or a student representative is we're offering the opportunity for Fresno State 101. That's just a fancy name for a course that we're offering. It's not really an academic course, but more of a certificate program where we are bringing students to campus. It's a two-day event. The first day, we're going to sit them down, talk to them about what Fresno State is, how we are involved in the CSU system, and then how we are involved in the California political system. We talk to them about what the higher education issues are. They get to learn about it from local experts. Then they get to learn what their voice is and identify how they feel about it. And then the next day, we are going to take them to Sacramento and lobby and advocate for higher education issues. So they really get their feet wet and get a chance and a taste of what it's like to be a student representative.
So Fresno State 101, I've been at it in the past and then yesterday. And tomorrow, you're going to be going to Sacramento with this group of students. Tell me about what will happen in Sacramento.
Oh, we are so excited. Early tomorrow morning, we're going to pile in all of these students that are part of this program, and we're going to take a bus up to Sacramento, and we're going to have meetings with local representatives. They're going to get a tour of the state capitol, and then we're going to have lunch. They're going to get a taste of what it's like to be a student advocate, and then we're going to come back.
Great. Well, it sounds like our students are going to have a wonderful experience in Sacramento. So from all the things I've heard so far, I mean, this is a pretty great experience that the two of you guys have had here, both Blake and Connor, in being part of ASI. So if I'm a student listening to this program today, how would you get involved in ASI, whether it's just in the grassroots, in different things that ASI is doing, or maybe someday run for an executive office or Senate office of some kind? You want to take us through that a little bit?
Absolutely. There are a lot of different avenues to get involved in ASI, and we're always looking for students to get involved with us and join either as a representative or just get involved as a student. We have ASI committees where you can apply to be on a committee and you're deciding different things that affect students around campus. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities to get involved in community revitalization, which is a great way to get involved. And then you can also run for office as a student and run as a senator or as an executive officer. And it's a very simple process. All you have to do is come to the ASI office, USU 316, 317, pick up a petition packet, have 25 students to sign it if you're running as a senator, or 50 as an executive officer. And then ASI elections are taking place in March next month.
Great.
Yeah.
Connor, anything you want to add to that?
I also wanted to add that a program we run through ASI is called Lobby Corps. And Lobby Corps is really about teaching students how to advocate and how to really get involved in issues they care about. Just last semester, we hosted the mayoral debate that was through Lobby Corps, where we brought both the mayor candidates onto campus. Students were able to ask them questions about all sorts of things, you know, about the homeless population, about the water issues that's going on around the city. So we really work to bring in students who have a lot of concerns, not just for our campus, but for our community. And we teach them, you know, here's how you can get involved and make a difference in these issues. Here's how you can talk to your council member or the congressman. Here's how you can make a difference. And so that's really the gist of it, is to teach them that they can make a difference. We held it last semester and it was a huge success. And so we're going to do the same thing this semester. It's part of Fresno State 101, which Tara talked about. And then also in March, we're going to send people from Lobby Corps down to the Chess Conference, which is a chance to meet not only with students from all across the state, but also meet with our state representatives and local representatives up at the state capitol in Sacramento. It's opportunities like that that really get students involved and really teach them about how they can advocate and get engaged with issues they care about, both political and social. So it's a great program. We're going to have meetings again later this month. We're finalizing those days, but it's really been a successful program, and it's helped students understand their role in governmental issues.
Well, that sounds great. Here you have an opportunity to have a voice with elected officials or others. So that's wonderful for our students, helps them to become citizens of the future for our area. And then hopefully maybe they also learn a little bit about the issues behind water and other things that they may not have thought of through the politician's view or others. So, you know, when I listen to both of you talk about ASI and your involvement, the one thing that I think people would love to know is, how did you get there? What were the things that whatever year that you were in school here at Fresno State that kind of said to you, well, I want to run for an office? I'm really looking at the pathway that you took to where you are. I mean, not everybody gets to be an executive officer on ASI and to do the things that you've done. So how did you get there and what motivated you to get there?
I remember coming to Fresno State campus. I was a junior, so I was a transfer student. I went to Fresno City for 2 years, and then I came over to Fresno State. And it's really a huge change. I mean, coming to Fresno State from a city college is quite a big change. At least I felt like it was. And it's not always super easy to get involved. And so I was like, you know, I was a very outgoing kid involved in student government, both at my high school and at Fresno City, always looking for ways to get involved. But, you know, I kind of had a tough time coming to Fresno State and I didn't really know where to turn. So thankfully, Abigail Hudson, who was our former ASI president last year, was a good friend of mine back from elementary school.
Wow. And yeah, we go way back.
Yeah. In fact, also, Tim Ryan is a buddy of mine from elementary school. I've known Tim since third grade.
Wow.
So I've got some good connections. It worked out well.
I guess so.
But anyway, I turned to Abigail and I was like, you know, how can I get involved? What can you help me with? And she goes, you know what? Why don't you join a committee? Join a committee on ASI, get your feet wet, just try it out, see if this is something you're interested in. So I said, okay, that's perfect. I joined a committee, had a really great time. It was a really interesting experience. And even though I was just kind of on the footsteps of ASI, I got to see that they can really do some great things inside of ASI. And when I was in student government in high school, it's a little different. You don't feel like you really have any change that you can make. So when I got to ASI, even when I was just on a committee, I saw that as students, we can have such a powerful voice, you know, and that administrators really cared about our voice too. It was great to see administrators come to our meetings and get involved with us too. So it was like, wow, people really care about us and we can really make the changes we want. So that's where it really started for me. And that's when I decided, you know what, I want to take on a bigger position. I want to, for my senior year, be an executive officer. And, you know, Abby helped me decide to run. And I was like, you know, I'm ready for this responsibility. I really cared about wanting to make a difference. And it was a chance to kind of give back to a school that has done a lot for me and a community that's done a lot for me too. So it was a great decision and I've enjoyed it a lot. I've made so many friends really from this opportunity. I've met so many great people. I've built a lot of great connections. I can honestly say I felt like we've done a lot to help out our school. That's kind of my process and how it all started for me.
That sounds great. Sounds great, Connor. How about you, Blake? What was your path?
My path was a little bit different than Connor's, but a little similar as well.
Did you know Tim Ryan in third grade
you
also?
Know, I didn't know Tim Ryan in third
just
grade.
Checking. I just want to, you know, you guys were already networking back in third grade.
Incredible. So, we had business cards, everything.
Yeah, I guess so. No, I don't know if you knew I was president of my class in high school, but you know, I didn't do it in college.
Oh, wow.
But just to let you know, I was a past leader and captain of my team, but you know, I'm just throwing these things
out. Look where,
networking back then also, but
awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Well, for me, it kind of started 2 years ago when I first set foot as a freshman on campus. And I lived on campus and, you know, I was kind of making some friends and we'd go to the dining hall and people would always complain, oh, you know, there's not enough napkins in the dining hall and there's not enough this and there's not enough, you know, there's not enough that or these issues on campus. And I was like, well, man, you just got to go fix it or go talk about it and, you know, express your opinion. And so that's kind of when it got me thinking. And actually, President Moses Menchaca at the time, he recruited me to sit on an ASI committee. And so that's how I kind of got involved. And from my friends, you know, kind of urging me to run and then his influence as well, kind of decided to run for ASI as a senator. And then I really enjoyed it. I loved all the work that could be done and all the great things, all the great opportunities. And I wanted to help students in a larger role and help the Senate in a larger role. And so I ran again and became executive vice president. So that's
great.
That's kind of how I got here.
So you guys have been networking for a few years here. That's great. And that'll help you in the future when you start thinking about future jobs and the context and all of those things that we talk about in the Career Development Center. So very nice. Very nice. Blake, a little earlier, you were talking about the elections that are coming up soon. I know that the elections will be for senators, executive board. We will have a referendum for our Bold New Student Union. Do you want to talk a little bit about the upcoming elections? And as I understand, the elections that you can vote online with your student ID number and do that so you don't have to go in person to it. So talk a little bit about the elections and the referendum.
It's a pretty easy process. So you can pick up a petition. It's due February 17th. Turn it into the ASI office, and that kicks off the whole campaigning process. And voting is March 28th through the 30th. You'll get a Fresno State email in your inbox, and then you'll vote online. So that's pretty much the process.
And then the referendum is on the ballot, so each student will get an opportunity to show us what direction they'd like to go with this Bold New Student Union, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And we're trying to provide a lot of information so that way they can make the best informed decision possible.
Great. Yeah. So recently you just won a NASPO award, and I know you won one just 2 years prior to that. So two out of the last 3 years, so congratulations to you. Tell us a little bit about the work. I mean, it's always great to win an award, but I know that the work that you've done in the community has been really fantastic. Tell folks a little bit about the work you've been doing that actually got you to this award.
What we actually won the award for was for a conference we held called the Central Valley Student Leadership Summit. And this was an awesome event, and what we saw was there was a need not only to help out the community, but to bring together different universities and different campuses collectively to work on these issues. So we had community colleges at the conference. We had state schools. We had private institutions. We even had a UC Merced there. So we brought together all the higher ed schools in the Central Valley, and we said, you know, what are the issues that our valley faces? And so we talked about things like advocating, how we can really make a difference. We talked about the issues with the drought. So we had some professors come in and talk about the drought. We talked about supporting ag, supporting our local businesses, how we can continue to do that and help our students understand the need for that. And it was a fantastic event, not only because we got to address a lot of the big issues and get some student input on that, but also because it was just a great chance for us to kind of meet the other leaders on campuses. That's really been one of the joys, is getting to meet other people that have these similar goals and mindsets. It was a great experience. We've kept in contact with a lot of these people from Fresno Pacific or from West Hills Community College that are also working on their campuses to try to create change. And so we can bounce ideas off and say, hey, how's that working on your campus? How's that going at West Hills? How's that going in Merced? And it's created kind of this little bond of Central Valley schools that are working towards a common goal.
That's fantastic. And again, I want to commend all of you, everyone, with any involvement in this ASI, because I think that's just fantastic. So we want to close the program today by asking the two of you, since you're our student representatives here, and Tim Ryan could not come here with us today, tell us what's the thing you've learned the most through your involvement with ASI.
Well, first off, before we close, I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Lamas, for sending us a cake for that NASPO award. So
hey,
that was a delicious cake.
I hope you saved me a piece. That's all I'm thinking.
There might be one piece left.
All right.
So, as far as what I've learned that collaboration is incredibly important if you're trying to get something done. You know, working as a team, working together with other people who have different points of view, who have different goals in mind, trying to bring those all together and accomplish them as ASI. That's what I've really learned, and that's what's been most effective.
Great. Connor?
I would say that one thing I've learned is that you set your legacy. And when I look at our campus as a student representative, I really ask myself, well, what do I want my legacy to be on this campus? And so I'd say to every student out there that you can make a change in whatever you're passionate about, whether that's performing arts, whether that's finance, whether that's community outreach, you can make a difference. And your time on this campus is short. You know, maybe it's 4 years, 5 years, maybe 6 years, whatever that time is, it's a short time and you only have so much you can do. So I'd say, what do you want your legacy to be on this campus? What do you want to remember? Take that and let it motivate you and push you to helping our school and helping our community be better. Be bold.
That's fantastic. I love it. Love it. Very, very nice. And I'm glad you've gotten so much out of your involvement with ASI. So with that, I want to close today's show. Thanks again to my Fresno State guests, Tara, Connor, and Blake, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.